Multi-factor authentication, MFA, is a security process that requires users to provide two or more verification factors to gain access to a resource, such as an application, online account, or a VPN. Instead of just asking for a password, MFA requires additional credentials like a fingerprint, a text message confirmation, or a security token, making it significantly more difficult for unauthorized individuals to gain access. Multi-factor authentication works by requiring users to verify their identity through multiple forms of validation before granting access to a resource. The process typically involves a combination of something the user knows, like a password, something the user has, such as a smartphone or physical token, and something the user is, biometric data like a fingerprint or facial recognition. When a user attempts to access an account, they first enter their password. The system then prompts them for an additional form of verification, such as entering a code sent to their mobile device or scanning their fingerprint. This layered approach significantly enhances security by making it much harder for unauthorized individuals to gain access, even if they manage to obtain one of the verification factors. The benefits of multi-factor authentication are numerous and impactful. It significantly enhances security by requiring multiple verification steps, reducing the risk of unauthorized access even if one credential is compromised. This added layer of protection helps protect sensitive information, minimizes the likelihood of identity theft, and builds user trust. Additionally, multi-factor authentication can aid in compliance with various regulatory requirements and standards, making it an essential component in a robust cybersecurity strategy. There are several methods used in multi-factor authentication, MFA, to verify a user's identity. These include something you know, like a password or a PIN, something you have, such as a smartphone with an authentication app or a physical security token, and something you are, which involves biometric verification, like fingerprint or facial recognition. Additionally, there are location-based factors, where access is allowed only from a specified geographic location, and time-based factors, where access is restricted to certain times of the day. Each method provides a different level of security and usability, and combining them helps create a robust defense against unauthorized access. Implementing multi-factor authentication, MFA, effectively requires a strategic approach to maximize security and user convenience. Start by evaluating the specific needs and potential risks within your organization or personal accounts. Choose authentication methods that offer the best balance between security and usability, integrating at least two different types of factors: knowledge-based, possession-based, and biometric. Ensure to regularly update and maintain these systems, keeping software and authentication apps current. Educate users on the importance of MFA and guide them on how to respond to any suspicious activity. Adopting a layered approach and continually assessing the effectiveness of your MFA strategy helps in mitigating risks and enhancing overall security.